This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump Sunday hailed a federal government emergency authorization for use of a convalescent blood plasma that he declared would save countless lives of coronavirus patients. Trump and his health secretary, Alex Azar, held a briefing at which they noted a 35% decrease in mortality among patients younger than 80 who were not on a respirator. Azar, the secretary of Health and Human Services, called the results a major advance in the treatment of patients. Convalescent blood plasma comes from patients who have recovered from the coronavirus. It is rich in antibodies. It has been used to treat tens of thousands of COVID-19 patients in the United States. Just before the president's comment, the Food and Drug Administration announced it had authorized, but technically not fully approved, the use of blood plasma containing antibodies from patients who have recovered from COVID-19. Mediators from West Africa's regional bloc says that talks with Mali's military are expected to continue on Monday. Negotiators say that they have made progress on some points in the talks designed to return Mali to civilian rule. Leaders of the military junta and mediators led by Nigeria's former president, Goodluck Jonathan, met behind closed doors all day Sunday. Neither gave details on what issues they had reached the agreement on. The group was expected to discuss the fate of the former president, deposed and detained by the military on Tuesday, and also any economic sanctions the regional bloc may place on Mali in response. And it was also suspended Mali from its decision-making institutions and closed neighboring borders as a result. This is VOA News.